Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Commerce Department today says that the U.S. economy grew at an annual 2.6% rate in the October-December quarter, slightly more than previously estimated. The Commerce Department says the fourth quarter growth rate was a bit stronger than the 2.4% estimate made last month. The revision reflected stronger consumer spending, which rose at an annual rate of 3.3%, its best quarterly pace since 2010. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending March the 20th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels for wheat, 26.7. Overall, 14.7 this year and 12.0 next year. Trade guesses were between 11 and 23. For corn, a total of 56.5 million bushels. 55.4 this year, 1.1 next year. Trade guesses 19.7 to 29.5. For soybeans, 0.4 this year, 19.7 next year, a total of 20.1. The guesses were from minus 6.4 to 22.0. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,198. It's down 70 points. The NASDAQ 41.45, down 27. The S&P 500 18.43, down 9 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. It looks as though we're going to be in a little bit of a sloppy weather pattern for a little while. I know you're probably thinking to yourself, well, so what else is new? But we are looking at a little bit of light rain occurring across parts of the Midwest at this hour, mostly from Missouri and parts of southern Iowa back into Illinois and over to Michigan. A little bit of a wintry mix of precipitation types occurring actually in parts of Michigan. The western part of the state in particular, some rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow all being reported up there. We also have a little bit of light precipitation falling in the uppermost parts of the Midwest, from northern Iowa up into Minnesota. Well, we're in a position right now where we are facing a new storm system moving across the Midwest, and this is the same event that worked its way from the Texas Panhandle into parts of Missouri in the last 24 hours, and some of those hard red winter wheat areas that everyone's so concerned about picked up on a little bit of moisture. Now, it wasn't a tremendous amount, but every little bit helps out there, and then the crop will probably green up a little bit better in some locations. Most of that precipitation occurred from the Texas Panhandle through Oklahoma and into some of the south-central parts of Kansas crop country. And that's the same system that's moving through the Midwest right now, and it will be with us as we go forward through the day today and into the day tomorrow, too, for some areas in the easternmost parts of the region. The storm system is not going to produce a tremendous volume of precipitation. We'll probably see a few hundredths of an inch to 2 or 3 tenths of an inch occurring most often. There will be some significant snow in the upper parts of the Midwest. This will occur mostly from parts of the eastern sections of South Dakota into upper Michigan. It will be several inches of snow that will accumulate up that way as we go through the night tonight and into the morning tomorrow. Well, this is just the first of a series of disturbances that will impact parts of the Midwest. A second disturbance will occur in the lower parts of the region coming out of Missouri, going through southern Illinois into parts of Ohio and Kentucky as we go through the day tomorrow into early Saturday morning. And this system will produce a couple tenths to 5/10 of an inch of moisture, some local totals upwards to 3/4 of an inch. You put that together with today's event, and obviously you've got a moist topsoil, and it's going to be unfavorable to get into the field without a day or two of warming and drying. Now, as we go on into the latter part of the weekend, we will get an opportunity to warm up. We'll see some increasing wind, and we'll likely see the temperatures rise quite a bit. We might see some 60 and 70-degree temperatures in a few locations across the lower Midwest as we go into Sunday and Monday. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see some areas in Kansas or Missouri getting up close to 80 degrees just before a cold front cuts through that area towards the day on Tuesday. Well, the drier and warmer bias sounds really good, and I think most of us will be excited about that. The soil temperatures will come up close to the minimum threshold for a little corn germination, but we don't go much warmer after that. Midweek next week, we have a large storm system that will move through the Midwest. It'll switch things around. We'll have rain first, and then we'll have cooler temperatures in the second half of next week. So the environment is not going to be all that ideal for getting into the fields and pushing seed into the ground. But perhaps in the second week of April, we'll see some returning more favorable conditions, and maybe we can start seeing field work occur a little bit more significantly. We do expect the temperatures to be fairly chilly across the Midwest here yet today, but not as cold as it has been. The afternoon temperatures today will be in the 30s and 40s across the Great Lakes region, mostly those 30-degree regions will be in the north. And we look for the lower Midwest to warm up into some 50s and perhaps a few 60s with Missouri warmest. We'll expect tomorrow to be even warmer in the lower parts of the region, but colder in the north as a reinforcing shot of cold air comes in. And again, the big warm-up will be late in the weekend towards the early part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 769 and three quarters, down 18 and a quarter. Soft May wheat is 695 and three quarters, down one. May corn is 486 and a half, up two. July, 491, up one and three quarters. December, 484 and three quarters, up three quarters. May soybeans, 1440 and a quarter, up a quarter. July, 1409, down one. November, 1194 and a half, up one and a quarter. May soybean meal, 470.90, up 180, now $2.10. May soybean oil, 40.73, unchanged. April live cattle, 145.70, down 10. March feeder cattle, 178.32 and a half, up 37 and a half. April lean hogs, 124.70, they're up 222 and one half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I have to say, these soybeans in November, they're banging on the top end of the door again of the sideway training range.
Yeah, the top side of things was 1198, I believe, and we seem to want to take another look at that and see whether we can get through it. If we do, we'll probably find buy stops up above $12.
You got to think that maybe this is the one commodity that might be foreshadowing what could happen on Monday. Might we get a surprise that might be bullish soybeans?
Well, gosh, it's going to be hard to be too bearish soybeans, it seems to me, both on the grain stock side and on the acre side. Even though we're talking about much stronger acres than what we were looking at earlier this year, we still are going to need every bit of 81, 82, maybe even 83 million bean acres.
All right. What about the corn today? And on the week, it's just sort of a sideways chop, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been pretty choppy. Yesterday was a little disappointing. We're trying to recover this morning. Really pretty much just locked into a sideways mode if this December corn should happen to take out, say, 492. We could get something underway, but that looks like never land right now.
Well, it is, the way I look at it, kind of a triangular pennant formation, so maybe a little bit of upside help, we could really spring something there.
Yeah, we could, and usually you break out of those pennants in the direction that you came in, so the upside would be more logical. I think we need wheat to take off before we can see corn really get too cranked up.
And we had a good run, but it has since backed off in recent sessions.
Yeah, it has backed off, and everybody wants to talk about moisture in the southern plains, but the fellows that I talked to are all talking about 2/10, 3/10, and still seeing a lot of wind in that, you know, evaporation rates are high.
You think a bunch of that wheat's going to get ripped up?
I believe that we will see a good amount of wheat ripped up in the western part of Kansas and eastern Colorado, yes.
Turn your attention to the livestock side. Begin with the lean hogs. They had a heck of a ride. They've backed off, But now they're creeping up once again.
Yeah, they're gunning for things. What was it, Tuesday when we were limit down, mm-hmm. and yesterday morning down hard early, and then came charging back. You just had to expect to see some more upside follow through today. Who knows what this hogs and pigs report's going to bring tomorrow afternoon. We've got all day to talk about it today and all day tomorrow, but certainly the numbers that people are going to be focusing on is this DSPIB pig crop and how things fared there.
Mm. And a quick word on feeder cattle.
Oh, wow. Another, you know, really strong mover in here. We've made new highs in the move. Retailers do say they're having a little difficulty moving beef at the retail counter, but certainly the tight numbers on the feeder side could push feeder prices even higher.
Wow. Thank you, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She's in Morton, Illinois. December corn, 485 up one, and November soybeans are 1194, and they're up three quarters. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.